Learning from other sources. Now, I don't expect any student to never go on YouTube and watch stuff on how to do stuff. In fact, sometimes it can be useful if you want to learn a specific tune, a specific song, and you're looking at, you know, the exact how to play it. In fact, that might be the best example, because I don't think that stuff should be what taking lessons are. If you can get something, if it's just a straight up information thing, you know, how to play this specific song, then yeah, by all means, use YouTube and go and do it. And then if you have any problem with that, you can even consult with me. Like, I was watching this YouTube thing and they're showing me how to play this song and there was this bit and I didn't understand. I'm happy to consult with you on that. The difficulty in people going on YouTube and doing stuff that is not part of your lessons, if it's instructional in nature, that doesn't have to do with a specific song, if it's more like more broad about how to do this thing or how to understand this concept, chances are, if I haven't handpicked it for you, it's going to be out of order. It's going to either assume you know stuff that you don't know, or that it's somehow that there's other steps involved that you don't know what they are, so you don't know that. It's not necessarily in the right order. The order is everything when it comes to teaching. And so I'm not trying to discourage you guys from going on YouTube and things. I'm just warning that it can be quite a waste of time to do too much on YouTube if it's not a specific type of song and a specific, you know, thing. So, but I'm not against it in general. Just consult with me if there's a question or whatever. Next section, and I think this is the last section, keeping in mind the big picture.